Because we live in a world full of broken, imperfect, and misled people, and because we ourselves are imperfect and bound to make mistakes, it is so important that we get comfortable with understanding what God says about forgiving others, about how we have to forgive ourselves, and also what it means to receive forgiveness from God. I know your feelings make you believe that forgiveness is optional, but forgiveness is not just a suggestion from God, it's actually a requirement. So if we are going to tap into everything that God has for us, it is important that we talk about, understand, and walk in forgiveness. Let's talk about it. So as I start talking about forgiveness, I want to be clear that I am not trying to downplay your experience with hurt or betrayal or any other thing that has caused you to not want to forgive somebody. I'm not trying to downplay that, girl. I know pain is real, but also as Christians, there are some things that we have to take into consideration when we are walking through forgiveness or holding on to unforgiveness for whatever has happened to us. I want you to be aware that the enemy, the devil, Satan, would love for you to be offended by me asking you to consider forgiving someone. He would love for you to say, how dare you ask me to forgive someone? You don't know what they did to me. You don't know how they hurt me. I want you to recognize that Satan would love for you to keep that mindset because he knows that if you do not forgive people, that God will not forgive you. And so before getting offended and getting in this mindset of like, there's no way I can do it, I just want you to have an open mind for the next 20 minutes. Have an open mind and ask God to just open your heart to receive his word about forgiveness, not mine, not Whitney's, but ask God that you may be able to receive his word about forgiveness and show you how doing this can impact and change your life moving forward. I have had to forgive some serious stuff myself, things that in my own mind and in the eyes of other people, there's no way I should have forgiven. There's no way I looked stupid for forgiving, but in the eyes of God, it was just as bad as the stuff that I did and needed forgiveness for. So the thing about God is that he doesn't care who does the worst sin. Sin is sin to him. And so if we are going to try to please him, we have to kind of try to come into this thing of understanding what he says about it, because his word is what guides us, and get into it a little bit. So I think it's very easy for us to remember the things that people have did to us while kind of forgetting or minimizing the things that we've done to other people, the mistakes we've made, the shortcomings we've had, and just kind of put that on the back burner because maybe our intentions weren't to really harm someone. They just happened to be harmed in the process. It's easy for us to minimize that and then keep at the forefront of our mind how badly someone else has hurt us and why we are justified in not forgiving them. So I wanted to read Matthew 6:14-15, because I think that's a very foundational scripture when it comes to forgiveness and how we should think. So Matthew 6:14-15 says, "For if you forgive other people when they sin against you, if you forgive other people that have sinned against you, your heavenly Father will also forgive you." But the thing that got me was that God didn't stop there, because he knew he was going to be hard headed. He had to reinforce the scripture saying, but if you do not forgive others their sins, your Father in heaven will not forgive you. Y'all, that's Bible. He knew that we were going to try to slide through not forgiving people because we was going to be in our feelings and have our attitude and whatnot. So he said, no. But if you don't forgive them, I will not forgive you. Okay, so it's conditional when it comes to forgiveness from God. Now, he still loves you and all of those things. What he's saying is that you are still under the law. If you don't forgive other people the way I'm forgiving you, then why do you expect to be forgiven? You got to forgive other people so that I will forgive you, unless you're perfect and you want to go about it that way, in which we're not. So I think God was so intentional when he put that scripture in here and reinforced it with the, if you don't, what's going to happen? Because we don't like to think about that. We just think, oh, I ain't got to forgive them because they hurt me. No, God is saying, if you don't forgive them, then I'm not going to forgive you. So right now, in this moment, I think it's important for us to consider, you know, if we are wrong for holding on to unforgiveness for the people that have hurt us. I know that it's probably some really rough stuff that happened. It may be challenging, but this is something that in your own time to really just take, to take into consideration the fact that God says, I want to forgive you. I'm ready to forgive you, but you also have to forgive other people. And, you know, count up the cost. Do I want to hold on to this so bad that I'm willing to let God not forgive me? Or is this something that I really want to work through and let go? And I think one of the reasons it's, first of all, kind of hard for us to forgive is because we often, you know, minimize what we've done. I didn't do nothing that bad. And then we, at the forefront of our mind is everything that someone else has done to us. And some of that is just based on experiences that we had, how bad it hurt us, what age we are, what role we played in it or didn't play in it. All of those things come into play when we're remembering how something has hurt us and why we don't want to forgive someone. So I thought the definition of forgiveness was very interesting according to the American Psychological Association. It says forgiveness involves willingly putting aside feelings of resentment towards someone who has committed a wrong, been unfair or hurtful, or otherwise harmed you in some way. Forgiveness is not merely accepting what happened and ceasing to be angry about it. Rather, it involves voluntarily transforming your attitude, your feelings, and behavior so that you are no longer dominated by resentment and you can express compassion, generosity, or the like towards someone who wronged you. Now, this is the definition that the world is using, okay? These are man-made definitions, right? And they're telling you how resentment sets up when we are not able to forgive. And they're telling us, it's not just saying, oh, let it go. Like people recommend, oh, girl, they hurt you. Just let it go and get on. No, it means voluntarily transforming your feelings and your attitudes about what that person did to you and the situation itself. I just thought that was interesting. So, like I said, I'm not suggesting that you just simply let it go, okay? Because when you just let it go and put it in the back of your mind, you're not really forgiving. You're just not thinking about it. They said, even here in the world, they're even saying that forgiveness is not merely accepting it, accepting what happened or ceasing to be angry, just stop being angry. It is saying it involves voluntarily transforming your feelings and your attitude and behavior so that you are no longer dominated by resentment. So when I read that and I was doing my study and my research about it, you know, I automatically want to start thinking, okay, what are some signs of unforgiveness? How do you know someone hasn't forgiven? So Ephesians 4, 31 through 32, in the Amplified Version, it says, let all bitterness and wrath and anger and clamor, perpetual animosity, resentment, strife, fault finding, and slander be put away from you, along with every kind of malice, all spitefulness, verbal abuse, malevolence, which means intentionally trying to hurt somebody. Let all of that be put away from you. Instead, be kind and helpful to one another, tenderhearted, compassionate, and understanding, forgiving one another readily and freely, just as God in Christ also forgave you. Yeah. So this lets me know that when we do not forgive, when we're not compassionate, when we're not understanding, it can lead to bitterness, wrath, and anger. And I know y'all know how this is. You know that when people have hurt you, it is like you can feel it in your body. You can feel the anger and the rage, wanting to intentionally hurt them sometimes, wanting to get back at them, wanting them to feel the way you feel, that wrath and that anger. You want to get revenge. All of these things are building up in your body. The tricky thing is that the devil wants you to think that you can keep all that stuff inside as long as you don't act on it and you're fine. You ain't acting on it, girl. You ain't pop off. You didn't go and hurt nobody. So you're doing okay. Just let it go. Just put it in the back of your mind. He knows that if you keep all that stuff inside of you, it is going to take a toll on your body. It takes a lot of effort and work not to pop off. It takes a lot of effort and work not to be angry and yell and let people have it and lash out when you've really been hurt and you haven't dealt with that hurt. It takes a lot in your belly and your gut, in your digestive system to just hold all that anger and frustration inside. I'm talking from what I know, okay? It takes a lot of work to do that in your mind. And so while you may not be doing it physically, in your body is receiving all that. And a lot of times that causes physical issues in our body. We wonder why our body is responding the way it is, or why we have infirmities, because we are allowing this anger and this wrath and this unforgiveness and this stress to build up inside of our bodies. And it is affecting us not only physically, but mentally, emotionally, and spiritually. So it's important that we not only just let it go, but that we find a way to forgive, to change our attitude and change our behavior and change our feelings about it. And that means you got to ask God to take that away. God, I forgive this person for hurting me. I forgive them for hurting me, God. Make it like it never happened. I was listening to this one lady preach, Tiffany Montgomery. She was telling us to, you know, ask God to take it away from our body. Make it like it never happened. To cleanse us, you know, take the feelings out of our body that when we get triggered, we get angry and we tense up, out of our gut, out of our GI tract. To ask God to just remove every root of bitterness and anger out of our body so that we can see that person and not get angry. We can think about that situation and then not cause a physical psychological reaction in our body and in our mind. And so that takes work. Some people can do it, you know, instantly, you know, by faith. And then sometimes it really takes work. And it's a thing that you have to be intentional about. And the thing with forgiveness and forgiving other people is that you pray this prayer of forgiveness and you say, God, I forgive this person. And then next thing you know, a day later, you're angry about it again. It's coming up again. The devil wants you to think that you have not forgiven them and you have to rebuke him. Every time you start to think of it and you start getting upset, devil, you are a liar. I rebuke you in the name of Jesus. I have forgiven so-and-so for so-and-so. That is not an issue for me anymore. I rebuke you in the name of Jesus. Like, you kind of got to get gangster with the devil, because he tries to play on your mind. He wants you to think you're crazy for letting these things go, when in reality, we're kind of crazy for keeping it in because it's hurting us worse. The thing about keeping all that stuff in is that it doesn't guarantee us that the person that hurt us is ever going to come to repentance. They're ever going to feel remorseful. It doesn't guarantee us that they're going to come back and say, oh, I'm sorry for hurting you. What it does guarantee us, though, is that our bodies are going to feel the effects of being bitter. Our relationships are going to suffer because we can't trust nobody. We're going to be all angry and upset and uptight because we don't know who we can trust, and we're mad at ourselves for being in the situation. We don't forgive ourselves and we don't forgive other people. It's guaranteed to have an effect on our life physically and emotionally and spiritually. For one, we already know God is not willing to forgive us if we don't forgive other people. So we really have to be intentional about working through this forgiveness thing, because it's serious. So I want to encourage you to, you know, take some time. I'm going to have a worksheet that is attached. You can download this worksheet and kind of work through it. I'll have it. It'll tell you, you know, just some things to think about, some different tips on forgiveness, some tools to use, some things to be aware of. But take those worksheets and actually work through them. You can forgive. Listen, there were some things that have happened to me that I felt like I would never be able to forgive. But God has changed my heart. And I can say that wholeheartedly, like, I have forgiven that person. I didn't know these things. I didn't know these tools and stuff. So, it took me a bit longer. But I'm hoping, sis, that you don't have to wait as long as I did to walk in forgiveness. So if that's you, I want you to type in the comments, I'm forgiving. I'm forgiving. Not I'm letting it go, but I'm forgiving. Type that in the comments if you're receiving that today. So let's talk about what's even a little harder. Okay, so now I want to read Matthew 5:43-48 in the Amplified Version. Okay, it says, you have heard it said, you shall love your neighbor and hate your enemy. We've all heard that. You love your neighbor and then you hate your enemy. That's what the world tells you to do. They don't like you, then don't like them. But I say to you, love, that is, unselfishly seek the best or higher good for your enemies, and pray for those who persecute you, so that you may show yourselves to be children of your Father who is in heaven. For he makes the sun rise on those who are evil and on those who are good. And he makes the rain fall on the righteous, those who are morally upright, and the unrighteous, the unrepentant, those who oppose him. For if you love only those who love you, what reward do you have? Do not even the tax collectors do that? If you greet only your brothers, wishing them God's blessings and peace, what more than others are you doing? Do not even the Gentiles who do not know the Lord do that? You therefore will be perfect, growing into spiritual maturity, both in mind and character, actively integrating godly value into your daily life as your heavenly Father is perfect. Y'all, as a Christian, this scripture will get you right on up out of your feelings. At least after reading it a couple of times, you'll be wanting to hold on and be like, mm-mm. And then as soon as you read this, you have to kind of bring it down a little bit, because God is saying, like, you doing what everybody else is doing. Anybody can hate people who hate them. Anybody can love people who love them. But a true sign that we belong to the Heavenly Father is being able to love those who hate us, to pray for a good outcome for those who do not like us. All of those things, to show kindness to people who are nasty with us, because God is good to the people who do right and the people that do wrong. That's how you see people that are still being blessed, even though they live trashy lives. And I'm thankful for that, because that was us at one point. We were out here doing the fool, and God was still blessing us and still covering us and still protecting us and still giving us an opportunity to get it right and come back to Him. So, you know, God is telling us, look, I mean, you need to forgive people, because anybody can hold a grudge, but my people forgive people who have done wrong to them. They pray for people who misuse them, and all of these different things. He wants us to do the opposite. It looks crazy, and it's going to sound crazy to the world, but I'm telling you, we are not supposed to be like the world. And so, of course, it's going to feel hard and challenging, but that scripture again reminds us in Philippians, when we are weak, that's when He has the best opportunity to show out. So I know it's hard to imagine forgiving somebody or being nice to somebody who has done you wrong. But as Christians, we have to push past what our flesh wants to do. My body says, girl, I'm finna knock you out. Girl, I'm finna pop off on you. My flesh says, nah, don't say nothing else to me. Ain't no forgiving. Nothing. Our flesh says all of that. But the Spirit, the Holy Spirit living within us, is saying, no, you got to forgive. No, you got to let it go. No, you have to change your attitude and your mind towards this person. And this is something we got to do all the time. Like, I'm not saying, telling you this because I have it perfect. It's just something that I have to remind myself of when I come to moments where I really want to be angry. And I have to just be reminded of things like this to get me out of my feelings and know that, Whitney, you can't be like that. So it's for you too, sis. You got to do the same thing. We got to do the same thing. And the reason it's so important, I hope this don't sound selfish, I want God to be able to forgive you. I want God to be able to forgive me. So we have to forgive people if we expect God to forgive us. Now, if you don't need forgiveness and you're finna get it right for the rest of your life, then sis, by all means, go ahead. Okay, do you. But if you know you're gonna need forgiveness, sis, you got to let it go. Sis, you got to forgive. You have to change how you think and feel about that person in that situation. I'm not saying it's supposed to happen immediately, but the forgiving part on you, it does happen immediately. It does happen immediately. And every time the enemy tries to remind you or make you feel like you haven't forgiven, rebuke him, because he's petty. Okay. Okay. The second to last thing that I want to talk about is forgiving yourself. We all have done some things, girl, that we are not proud of. I will be the first to say there are so many things that I did in my past that I was not proud of, still not proud of, but I've been forgiven. So it doesn't bother me like that. And it wasn't like a instant overnight thing. God still even now brings up situations that I'll remember and I'm like, oh, Lord, my bad, Lord. Forgive me for that. Forgive me for that situation. I'm sorry. I repent. Of course, I'm not doing it anymore, but I repent for that instance that he brought back to my memory, because we want to try to ask, because our objective here is to get God to purify us, to clean us up, to make us holy and righteous. And that's a process, right? This don't happen overnight. So there are some things that he's going to bring to your remembrance. And all you can do is just ask for forgiveness. And he is sure to forgive you if you are forgiving people who have sinned against you. So forgive yourself for the things that you have done. Forgive yourself for past mistakes. Forgive yourself for bad choices. Forgive yourself for the men that you chose to bring into your life that maybe caused you pain and hurt. Forgive yourself for staying in situations too long. Forgive yourself for knowing better and still choosing to not do better, okay? Forgive yourself for just not knowing. Girl, so many things I personally experienced were because I just didn't know better. I didn't know what to look for in a guy. I personally feel like my biggest struggles in adulthood came from, you know, looking for love, trying to find love in men because my father was not really present and I felt a void there. And so I personally found myself in relationships, just in toxic relationships, because I didn't have a good standard for choosing guys. I was using what I had learned or what looked like was a good representation of that in the music and in culture, right? And so I had to forgive myself for that because I didn't know better. I didn't really have conversations with my mom about and my dad about what to look for in a guy, or these are the things and this is why, you know. It was just basically like, girl, he looked good. The other little things that we have on our list, and he's doing okay for himself. The car he drives, how he dresses, things like that, okay, that we have been taught to value in culture and not character, okay, not character. And so I had to forgive myself because that is what I was using to choose guys. And those decisions caused me a lot of pain. And so I had to forgive myself for that. That's one example, but it could be so many other things. I think culture has taught us to try and use counterfeit ways of dealing with our issues. Culture encourages us to use drugs and alcohol, sex, men, women, witchcraft, i.e., sage, tarot card readings, zodiac signs and horoscopes, and success and achievement. It tries to get us to use all these things as a mean to validating ourselves, finding our purpose, figuring out who we are, the pressure to be a strong, independent woman. All of these things are supposed to make us feel fulfilled in life. And they're really just a counterfeit of what God is supposed to be to us. It's really just a counterfeit of the Holy Spirit that's supposed to comfort us. Instead of finding comfort in the Holy Spirit and God, we use drugs, we use sex, we use food, okay? We're not exempt from food because that had a stronghold on me too. We use food, we use all these different things to try to cope instead of really getting close and being intentional about our relationship with God. And so you have to forgive yourself for that. Forgive yourself for putting all these other things and trying to fill this void that only God could fill. And it leads us to do some things that we end up not being proud of. And so forgive yourself for that so that you can move forward in asking God for forgiveness. As we recognize all these things we need forgiveness for, you need to remember that God is ready and willing to forgive you. God knew you was going to be trashy. He knew we was going to be crazy. He knew I was about to do a whole bunch of nonsense before he sent Jesus to die on the cross for me. And that's exactly why he sent him to die on the cross for us, because he knew we weren't going to be able to be perfect and get it right. So God wants to forgive you for these things. You just have to be willing to forgive yourself, forgive other people, and then ask God for forgiveness. Once we start to recognize that all of these things were here to kind of keep us from going to God, now it's time for us to do something about it. And we have to get real about the things that we've been doing that are not pleasing to God, that don't please God, like straight up, just a lot of it. And so I wrote down a few things that I had to repent for when I first started recognizing how much stuff I had been participating in that was not pleasing to God. And so acknowledging these, and if any of these, you know, you are unfamiliar, like what's up with that, comment down below. And I do plan on bringing someone in to talk about all of these things, but comment down below, you know, if something confuses you about why should I repent for this, so that we can get clarity on it. Because I don't want you to just do it because I'm saying it. I really want us to be intentional about figuring out what is not of God that we have in our lives, so we can get that stuff out. Some of the things I had to repent for: every sexual partner that I had that was not my husband. Every man you had sex with, if you remember his name, if you don't, girl, repent. God, forgive me for having sex this time and that time. Lord, forgive me for having sex with every man that I had sex for that was not my husband. I repent, Lord. I was wrong for that. And I trust that you will forgive me in the name of Jesus. Ask for that. Every time that you did yoga, every time that you opened your mind and opened your mind's eye to these other gods, and you, even if it was intentionally or unintentionally, because I mean, I wouldn't intentionally open myself up, but every position in yoga was opening me up for a different god. And so, you know, repent for that. God, forgive me for knowingly and unknowingly participating in things that put other idols before you. Forgive me for every horoscope that I read, every zodiac sign that I came across. I got Sagittarius tattooed on my belly because, and I wasn't even big into it. I just had it on there because it was cute. God, I had to repent for that. And so we had to repent for that because that's going to seek knowledge from somebody that's not God. Stars, tell me what I should be like. Who am I today? What should I be like? Instead of saying, Holy Spirit, lead and guide me. Who am I? Who do you say that I am, God? Help me find my identity in you. Instead of zodiac sign says that I have this type of character, so I'm going to act like this. There's no way I can change. Release yourself from that. Repent. And ask God to forgive you for taking on this character of some idol or some God that God is not pleased with. I'll go deeper in a different episode specifically about that. But, you know, just starting to figure it out and ask God to forgive you. Ask him to forgive you for participating in witchcraft, all that stuff, burning sage and all that. Ask him to forgive you for that. And then ask him to forgive you for every time that you smoked and drank to cover up your pain instead of coming to him. God, forgive me for drinking so that I would be able to get away from my problems for a little while. Forgive me for smoking and trying to escape what was really going on in my heart and in my mind. Forgive me for doing these things, trying to comfort my pain with these substances instead of comforting my pain with the Holy Spirit and with your word and with your healing and with your peace. Forgive me for using these substances as a counterfeit Holy Spirit. Ask God to forgive you for those things and to heal you from the desire to do them. You may still be doing some of those things today and you're like, man, I didn't know that that was something wrong with that. Now that you know, you've been made aware, God will start to reveal those things and he's going to start to release you from it so that you can start to really grow and be intentional about your relationship with him with no hindrances. So I know that was a lot, girl. I know that was a lot, but I really want us to walk in freedom. And a lot of the saints, we don't be wanting to forgive, but God does not just suggest forgiveness. He requires forgiveness if we are going to require forgiveness from him. What's the point in living for God if you are not going to take advantage of all the benefits of living for God? Forgiveness is one of the benefits of being a daughter of God. So instead of holding grudges and just putting it in the back of your mind, let's work on truly healing and forgiving so that our Father in heaven can forgive us. This is a big hindrance, y'all. And imagine how life could be if God can forgive you for all the stuff that you've done. Imagine how much better your life will be when you forgive the people that have hurt you and get rid of all that anger and bitterness and rage and wrath that is inside of you. I pray that God will open your heart to be able to receive forgiveness from him as you forgive other people. He doesn't say forgive us our debts after we forgive people that have, you know, hurt us, or forgive me before I forgive them, Lord. He says forgive us our debts as we forgive those who have sinned against us. So I'm forgiving people as God forgives me. I am walking in forgiveness. I forgive people who have hurt me. I forgive people who have unintentionally and intentionally hurt me. I forgive myself. I forgive others. And God, I ask that you would forgive me in Jesus' name. Now, don't try to beat me up, sis, okay? Don't try to beat me up in the comments because I'm asking you to forgive, okay? You know, I knew this one was going to be challenging, but before we start getting into the deep things or before we start getting into the real strongholds, I really want us to understand God's forgiveness. That says no matter what you have done, we can receive forgiveness from God if we forgive others. And so I want you to be clear from unforgiveness when we start getting into some of this other stuff, because it's going to be challenging. But I believe that God is going to allow you to receive it in your heart. So I'm praying for you. I pray for you before and I'm praying for you after. And I'm praying for myself because I got to forgive too. And so I thank God that you stayed here to watch this. I pray that it has blessed you. Let me know what you guys want to talk about. Let me know the struggles you have for forgiveness and maybe we'll do a part two. So live your life, sis. Okay. Live your life. Do all the things that we have to do as women. Forgive people. Stop holding on to unforgiveness. And while you are going about everyday life, do not forget to woman intentionally.